Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into Simply Save, our weekly podcast on financial planning. We have with us Money Control Personal Finance Editor Kezad Adijania, who's going to tell us all about how people should invest and make the most of their money.
You're listening to a podcast on Money Control.
Welcome to the show, Kezad.
Hi, Jerome. Good to be back.
Yes, Kezad, we have been discussing financial life stage financial planning. We've spoken about, how people in their 20s should manage their money, how people in their 30s should invest wisely and aggressively. We've spoken about the sandwich generation, and thank you for that. I never knew what it was. And so we've spoken about people till the 40s and how they should be, managing all their funds.
Yep.
Kezad, now we are moving to a serious situation where you're, done with your basic plannings and, life takes a turn after 40. What are we going to discuss today?
So, the 50s.
Right.
Okay. And, depending on which side of the 50s you are, you're close to retirement, you're just about to retire. So, in more ways than one, this is your last chance to earn the maximum. This is your last chance to plan several things, whether it is your investments, or whether it is paying off your loans, or whether it is your insurance. So, you're going to take your 50s phase very seriously. If you really, want to have a good, cushy retired life after 60.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
All right. Glad I'm not there and I have some time to get there.
You have lots of time to get there.
Thank you, Kezad, for telling everybody that I'm young. But Kezad, so my question is, life after retirement is what you're going to look at?
Yeah. So see, basically when you're in your 50s, what we started out by saying is that you need to also look at how you're going to be planning your life after retirement, right? So, basically, do you need to skill yourself or do you need to, what are you going to do after retirement? Basically, that's the question that you should be asking yourself when you're in your 50s, because you're going to retire at 60 years, right? Now, after that, are you going to take a consulting job or are you going to take a teaching job, or would you just be happy sitting at home and doing nothing? Now, obviously, we are not there yet. So we don't know how it feels like when people are in the 60s. But trust me, I've seen cases in front of me where, people have worked hard throughout their life. And then 60, at our age, because we're working so hard, we look forward to a retirement. We're going to be we're going to be taking holidays and going to watch movies all day and just chill, basically doing nothing. But the fact is really different. When you actually get to 60 and your first 3-4 months, you can just chill doing nothing. But then what? Right. I mean, you're not going to, assuming that you have a lifespan of still 80 or 70s at least, it's not easy to get up in the morning and doing nothing throughout the day. I mean, how many times are you going to read the paper? How many movies are you going to watch? Ultimately, boredom is going to kick in. Okay. And then what happens is that, if you have nothing to do, you start you start cribbing with your family members about anything and everything. And, you throw tantrums because you don't have anything to do. You don't have anything to keep your mind occupied. So that's very important. So how do you ensure that you don't end up in that situation? It is in your 50s that you have to start thinking about that. How to keep yourself a little busy. It's not just about money. It's not just about investments. And of course, we'll talk about investments as we go throughout, as we go through this podcast. But it's about your skilling after 50s also that you start thinking about.
So basically in your 50s, you start preparing yourself.
Preparing yourself.
How to deal with your retirement and whether you should have, what kind of amount you should have for your monthly expenses.
Yes, obviously your expenses and all you have to take care of. But more than that, the softer side of your financial planning, it's about your skilling requirements and how you're going to, what you're going to do after 60 is also very important.
So Kezad, how do you think people should take care of their finances once they are in their 50s?
Okay, so we spoke about it briefly, if you remember, in the sandwich generation about the importance to do wills and estate planning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you haven't yet made a will, please make a will in your 50s. Okay, okay. Because you're soon going to retire, you have your kids now all grown up, okay, right, in that age. So you have to make a will, you have to get your nominations in place,
right.
You have to do your estate planning, see who will inherit what part of your wealth and what. Detail out all everything that you have, show to your spouse what you have, what you don't have, where you have kept the documents and all that. Okay, mm-hmm. That's one part. The other part is obviously insurance. Mm-hmm. A good time, obviously the best time to get yourself insured is 30s and 20s and 30s, in that order, so 20s and 30s. And if you haven't got insured in 20s and 30s, then at least please get yourself insured in the 40s, which we discussed it last time.
Right.
If you haven't yet done that, please do it in your 50s, because you know you're going to retire at 60 years and your company cover is just going to vanish overnight.
Right.
After that, what?
Right.
And when you turn 60, you're a senior citizen. Okay,
right.
So your senior citizen policy premiums will kick in, so that's very expensive.
Okay.
So you have to get your insurance in place, you have to get your health insurance in place,
right.
You have to get your life insurance in place also. But if you don't have a life cover at this age, you know, that's okay. Because now your income is, after 50s, you're not going to get any income. So, loss of life is not going to financially hurt your dependents. Because emotionally, it's a whole different bargain. But financially, it's not going to hurt. So, you may not really buy a term cover at 50s. But your health cover is very important.
Alright.
So, wills and estate planning is very important. And third important aspect of, and we'll get into investments a little later.
Okay.
Okay, but the third important aspect is that, you know, in this age, we've seen many people dipping into the retirement corpus to fund their children's education.
Okay, that's a no-go. You should
absolutely no-go.
Okay.
Please don't even touch your retirement corpus,
okay,
for your kids' education.
Okay.
I'm expecting that you would have planned something for your kids financially, so that's more than enough. Otherwise, loans are always there,
mm-hmm,
education loans. But try as far as possible not to touch your retirement corpus, because the retirement corpus, once it goes away, it doesn't come back.
Right.
And you're already in your 60s, right? So you don't have time, 50s, I mean,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
And you don't have time on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time when you should really be focusing on your retirement corpus.
Okay. What about finances? You know, as you mentioned some time back, that this is your last chance to save for your retirement. So what exactly you should have in your portfolio, in your corpus, when you're in the 50s and when you're looking to retire?
Equity funds,
okay,
you should have.
Okay.
Okay. And not to be conservative with your equity funds, you can be a little aggressive also, because you are still earning, you still have 7, 8, 9, 10 years to go before you retire. So you can invest in equities, you can invest in fixed income. I'm assuming that you would have already invested in PPF,
mm-hmm,
public provident fund,
right.
So your public provident fund obviously hopefully would actually come up for maturity in your 50s, so that should also act as a good retirement,
mm-hmm,
cushion also for you. But equity mutual funds and debt mutual funds,
mm-hmm,
is a must.
Okay.
And PPF also, as I said, is a very, very good instrument, because you know, it's a kind of a magical instrument. Everything is exempt. Your contribution gets you tax deduction every time, every year you invest up to 1.5 lakh. The interest that you earn is also exempt, and the whole chunk of money that you get at the end at maturity, that also is exempt. So it's
right.
Exempt, exempt, exempt.
Mm-hmm.
So public provident fund is one of the best tax-free investments that you must have.
Okay.
And you should plan your PPF investments in such a way that it will mature after you retire. So
okay,
that is a big chunk of money that you have at your retirement.
Alright. Kezad, so somebody in their 50s typically will be paying some housing loan or something. They will have that burden of,
yeah,
you know, paying off some of their debt. Is it good to, you know, pay off their loans, or is it like a foreclosure something that is recommended at this stage?
I always go for foreclosure if you can afford to do it.
Okay.
The less burden that you have on your head,
mm-hmm,
by the time you retire, the better,
mm-hmm,
and especially so when you're earning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't want to be paying your loans after your retirement.
Okay.
Because after your retirement, you're not going to have any income.
Right.
So I have an outgo also.
Mm-hmm.
So may as well pay off your loans with whatever corpus that you have accumulated,
mm-hmm,
and schedule your loans in such a way that by 50s, your loan burden is gone.
Kezad, considering there are so many government employees who live in quarters and, you know, once they retire, they need to move out, how...
Private sector ones.
Even private sector, yes, exactly. I mean, I've seen a few of my friends also live in, company-provided accommodation.
Company accommodation.
Yes. How should they deal with their situation? Should they get a house earlier only? Because I'm thinking, you know, people in that stage, when they know they have a place to stay,
absolutely,
won't buy something.
No, but you said it right. I mean, this is the time that you should have a house. If you're in your company quarters, then start planning to buy a house at a much earlier age, so that you know, your loan burden is over when you are in your 50s and you have your possession of your own house 2 or 3 years or 4 years before your retirement.
Okay,
and that way you can move into your own house. Okay, and after your retirement, also, you know, if you are used to living, like, let's say, in an independent house, you may not want to live in such a big, large independent house even after your retirement. I mean, if you have the money, if you can afford, why not? But let's face it, it's, you know, it's costly to maintain that kind of a house also after your retirement. So be a little practical, and if you need to move to a smaller house, you need to be a little bit flexible, because I've spoken in my in the course of my work also, I've spoken to people, we've written about them in our stories also, about you know, there was this old couple who used to always live in an independent house during their working life. But when they retired, 7 years, 8 years down the line, they just felt that, you know, the maintenance costs were actually eating into their corpus. So they decided to shift into a large house, but in a flat, so that everything is maintained by the condo, everything is maintained by the apartment society, your maintenance, your gardening and stuff like that, and you can have your own independent space also as well. So housing is also something that I mean, it's a very neglected kind of an area, but it's nevertheless an expense that can be curtailed.
So Kezad, this is really interesting. And one last thing I would like to know, Kezad, we've spoken about this in the Sandwich Generation podcast as well. But when you're just about to retire, how should you manage your money? Should you, indulge in luxurious vacations? Should you, how should you deal? Should you leave a conservative, you know, conjuice life, so-called, or should you spend?
I wouldn't like to brand it as spend, or, you know, lavish, like conjuice or lavish or something like that. But do spend. If you can, do spend.
Alright.
And do enjoy your life, even after your retirement also. But see, here you're at least earning. In your 50s, you're earning. So you can afford to spend. So please go and spend. There's no, I never tell people not to spend, because I myself am fond of traveling, right? So I can't expect others not to travel. But the thing is that you need to ensure that your monthly SIPs are in order. Your monthly SIPs should not break. You also need to keep that in the back of your mind, that this is your last chance to maximize your investments, because this is the last decade of your regular work life. So the maximum you can save, the better. But apart from all these commitments, please go ahead and live your life.
That was really well put, Kezad. Thank you so much for giving us your insights.
My pleasure, Jerome.
Another thing, like, you know, before we sign off, I would like to tell you good news, actually. Your podcasts have been doing, actually gone viral on social media.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yes, we've got we've got great responses. People are thanking you, and, you know, there's quite a bit of fan following. And I hope, you know, we continue with this. With that, we end this episode of Simply Save. If you want to tell us anything, you want to give us your feedback, do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I'd repeat that. It's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.